Scott's Fishbowl, which everybody on this program is participating, some for the manyth time and some for the first time. Here we are. So very excited to get going with that. And with Scott's Fishbowl, I know Scotty will be on the Fantasy Football Frenzy coming up at 9 a.m. Eastern time now. Coming up at 9 a.m. Eastern time, 9 to 11. And we wanted to get into this a little bit here because there is some quirks in Scott's Fishbowl. And Matt and I, this is our first Scott's Fishbowl, and we don't want to screw this up. I know Matt was trying to enter players, and he screwed that up already, and like, the draft starts in 4 hours. We don't want to screw it up when the draft starts. So I want to go to the veterans on the left side of the table in CP and Scott Angle to try to figure out what we should be doing during the draft, because I don't want, like I said, I don't want to screw this up. So, Corey, what are the differences in Scott's Fishbowl compared to a standard, 12-team PPR league?
Well, I think the one that's first and foremost is the fact that it's a super flex. So you can get in a situation where you see quarterbacks flying off the board pretty hot and heavy early in the draft, depending on what league you're in. Then you got to also take into consideration different rules when it comes to point scoring. I think a lot of people in the industry, the way they're handling this first down thing is not by even handling this first down thing. Just more or less overlooking it and playing it as a super flex standard. Rosters are deep. So you start a quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, and four flexes. Now, you can only flex one of those flexes can be a quarterback, but the other three have to be position players, so it's going to be interesting to see how the board shakes up. I got the fifth pick, and we'll get to that part later on.
Yeah, and you get 6 points for a passing touchdown, 1 point for 25 yards passing. The tight ends get an extra half a point for the first downs. And with the first downs, like Corey said, you're not going to go in there and maybe break down everything Pro Football Focus wise who catches the first downs, but you can use common sense. I was talking to Matt during the break, and guys who get a lot of carries, who are going to move the sticks a lot for their teams and be rhythm backs, are guys that you want to consider. Ezekiel Elliott is obviously going to be a superstar in a format like this, but if you really believe in, like Corey Parson does in Isaiah Crowell, he's going to get a lot of work. He's going to take a lot of pressure off the quarterback. There could be a lot of first downs. So you use common sense there. Also, when you're drafting receivers, a guy like Jarvis Landry is the guy that moves the sticks a lot for the Miami Dolphins. You won't get the touchdowns, but that guy is going to help move the ball a lot, and you have to imagine that he's going to get you a lot of first downs.
This is, as both gentlemen said, the key is you have four flex players. It is a very deep league, as Scotty likes to tell you, and it's two quarterbacks. So you got to get that quarterback early. And Corey, you said you have the fifth pick today in your draft, I believe. Is quarterback something you would consider with the fifth overall pick?
I think I will. With the fifth overall pick, it depends on how the first four go. So if the first four are quarterback, if two quarterbacks go in those first four picks, then I know this is going to be a quarterback heavy draft.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to jump on one right off the rip. But if not, if I see one quarterback go in that first four picks, then I'm going to risk it.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Try to give it on a turn.
If you have the fifth pick and say two quarterbacks go in the first four,
yeah,
you're not going to take that running back there, or you have one of the top three. You'll because pass you, on because like Elliott. Elliott's there for you.
Well, that's tough. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it, I had Elliott in the fishbowl last year. I might have took him at 1-1 last year. But last year the rules were different. It was like it was more weighted towards the running back. Here's what I think those first four picks, you got two quarterbacks going. When you come back in the second, you can be looking at Andy Dalton. Dalton is not.
That's why I'm thinking I got the fourth pick, and I'm thinking if the top three backs go off, just take Rodgers.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rodgers was 1-1. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out today.
Yeah. And, looking back at just like the first downs things we're talking about, looking at the first down leaders from last year, according to sportingcharts.com, it's a lot of the top names you'll see. So that's why Corey is saying, a lot of people will just, not bother with the studying. Mike Evans, number one. T.Y. Hilton, number two. Odell Beckham Jr., Julio, Antonio Brown, Michael Thomas, Jordy, Larry Fitzgerald, DeAndre Hopkins. Michael Crabtree, your guy, number 10th in first downs. Mm. Travis Kelce, who Corey was talking about before the show as somebody who we'd find very intriguing. Edelman, Olsen, Garcon, Baldwin, and number 16, right, like there. I said, Jarvis Landry, and number 17, Willie Snead.
Another good one that you mentioned,
and
Scott.
Cole Beasley, number 19. Kelvin Benjamin was actually 20th.
Is Pierre Garçon, because Jake made a good point when it comes to first downs. A person who is like the center of the offense.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I say I would consider Kelce at 5, because he's the center of the offense and you get that point and a half for the first down. So I think Travis Kelce is viable at 5. Pierre Garçon is another guy. He's the center of the offense. Really the only guy that can move the sticks out there in San Fran if they move the damn sticks at all. So those are players like that. Players in offenses where they're like the main weapon to go to. Ezekiel Elliott.
When you talk about Garçon, though, he's going from Washington to San Francisco. Even if he gets like their first down, so there's got to be a significant drop.
Scott, he's going.
Who else is going to get the football?
From
Kirk Cousins
who's
to Brian
move
Hoyer.
I don't always buy into that.
He's the only guy, so he's going to get a lot of opportunities and rack up numbers thing. He really doesn't have anybody to take pressure off him. They can double team him. That offense is going to sputter a lot. There's a big difference from the offense he's going to the offense that he's in now. Just because he's the top guy, you know, defenses know that. They're going to say, we're going to take away Garçon and let the other guys beat us.
Do you think they're going to get shut out every game, Scott?
No, but what I'm saying is Pierre Garçon was 16th in first downs last year.
He's probably going to be higher than that this year. He's going to drop. No, he's going to go.
No, he's going to a much worse offense.
He's going to go up. Scott, who else going to move the sticks in San Fran?
I don't buy into that only guy theory.
All right, good,
especially,
good.
Especially,
you don't buy into winning chips either. So apparently, you know what I'm saying?
You just started winning recently. You sat and learned from me your last few years, so don't even start.
You know, it's interesting because I look at this first down thing. And you talked about what Jake's saying, kind of ignore it and draft as you would. And yet here you are, Corey, saying you're considering Travis Kelce fifth overall. Now, it has to do with the tight end getting an extra point and a half per first down. But to me, as someone that, and you've preached pretty often, you're never taking Gronk, Kelce you like in the right, in standard drafts, mm-hmm. Or standard PPR draft, whatever. You'll take Travis Kelce if he falls in the right spot. But now you're talking about taking 5 overall. Like, I understand center of offense, I understand the extra point and a half, but that seems like a really big jump from where you're taking Travis Kelce in general.
Yeah, I'm looking at a player that is going to dominate touches in the offense.
Oh, I understand.
How else are they going to move the chain?
I understand that.
Yeah.
But then you're relying on Alex Smith. And to me, that means your first overall pick is Travis Kelce. He's a tight end in an Alex Smith offense. That would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people often overlook that when you draft like that top receiver or tight end, whatever it may be, you're drafting that quarterback as well.
Correct.
You know, you want to try and get good quarterbacks. That'll help, you know, guys that have proven track records. That's why, you know, I mean, I think in this, which this is good for me right now. I'm actually excited for this. I think going quarterback early might be the way, especially that I'm not going to be picking until late in the second. So,
and real quick, here's some of the rushing first down percentage leaders from last year. Mike Gillislee, Bilal Powell, first and second.
It's another good one is Powell.
Ezekiel Elliott, Jordan Howard, Devonta Freeman, Latavius Murray, Le'Veon Bell, Derrick Henry, David Johnson, Ryan Matthews, Tim Hightower, Melvin Gordon, Mark Ingram, LeSean McCoy, Jay Ajayi.
Shady.
There you go with the running back. So I have the 8th pick overall in this draft for me today. And I think as I'm kind of looking at what I want to do in my queue, I think ultimately what I'm going to do, I really would like to have 7th pick, so this is frustrating. Because I'm going to list in some order, and I don't exactly know the order yet. I'm going to list the top 4 quarterbacks, given that it is a super flex league. The top 4 quarterbacks of Rodgers, Luck, Brady, and Breeze. Put them in here. Put the top 3 running backs in there. And then, I guess, Antonio Brown and get one of those 8 players as my first pick.
Real quick, that was first down percentage, but total first downs rushing last year, Elliott, David Johnson, Jordan Howard, Le'Veon Bell, Blunt, and DeMarco Murray.
You know what's
Murray.
Really interesting? Is that...
You didn't ask him?
Well, that was one of the things.
Like that ever held you back
But
before.
The second thing is that, you know, you're going off about the first down percentage wide receivers and running backs, and I'm sitting here on the total opposite end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I am not even giving a crap about that.
Well, but I'm, to your point, yeah, a lot of these names are the same top players, sure, that you would have drafted.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just find it interesting, Scott.
But it moves DeMarco Murray a little bit up the board.
Not really. Not really in my mind, because again, that's
Quincy and Nunwa.
That's you know, these are things from last year, and it all can change here in year number two. I'm not going to be sitting here considering these first downs even remotely.
Put it like, by the way, Frank Gore was top 10.
I wouldn't trip off.
What I'm saying is,
we all talk about Gore every year. He's doing it.
We're going to come back. We'll talk more about Scotty's Fishbowl and not Scott Angle when we return here at the Red Rush for the morning.